Roger Montgomery this evening from Montgomery Asset Management, Scaffold, and a range of other businesses he's involved with. Good evening, Roger.
How are you, Ross?
Very well, thank you. I mean, it is...
You must be colder than me, though. You're down in Canberra, aren't you?
No. Warm. Beautiful here. Beautiful. I was outside without a coat on before. It was lovely.
Remarkable.
As warm as a honeymooner's kiss. That's right. How warm it was.
Listen, in your introduction, you said an interesting thing. You know, you said that the budget has an impact on the economy, and it does. But inevitably, the impact on the budget is often very short-term because next year there'll be another budget and numbers will be reviewed and they'll be recast and there'll be new forecasts and there'll be new promises made and new changes made. So,
except for one thing, Roger, and I'll pick you up on this, and that is I believe that some budgets are very short-sighted in that way. And yes, the numbers always get changed, right?
Yep.
Ignore the numbers, right? To a certain extent, tonight you can ignore the numbers.
Yes.
The numbers will be basically what they are, right?
Yes.
And as you figure, and you quite correctly say, they are to a great extent a finger in the sky, you know, that you spat on.
Yep.
The truth is, however, it is the tone, setting the tone for the long term.
Yep.
And sitting there and making a statement to Australians, a big statement that says, you cannot continue to live this way, not whether you're a business or not whether you're an individual. We must change, and you ultimately have got to play your part.
Can I offer this proposition that what's actually not being done properly, and I agree we can't continue to live this way, where the cost of our imports far exceeds the revenue we generate from our exports.
Correct.
We're living well beyond our means.
We are not a competitive nation because of a range of different factors. High wages.
Correct.
The very high Australian dollar.
But.
And also, it is true to say that this is one reason why a large number of businesses have either closed down or gone overseas.
And you know why that's happened, Ross? It's because there's been absolutely nothing done to incentivise industries to rise up to replace those that are on their knees because they're internationally uncompetitive.
Righto. Okay, so let's pick it up there and just go on that point, because you're quite right about that. But the incentivisation of a business is not giving it a handout.
No, I'm not.
Just as if you want a person to work, you don't just give them money.
But do you know what? I hear what people who purport, you know, put out themselves as experts and say that Australia is going to be, for example, the Asian financial hub. And I cannot bend over far enough and hold my stomach tight enough when I laugh when I hear that. Because you only need to spend 5 minutes in Singapore to realise we haven't got a chance.
Yeah.
And when you look at Singapore, one of the difficulties that we have that Singapore doesn't have is they're an international hub, whereas we're at the end of a cul-de-sac. So if we're going to compete internationally, we have to at least offer what the most competitive countries offer. What they offer is a tax holiday for startups. So for the first 2 or 3 years, you receive $200,000 tax-free in your business. Now, that incentivizes people who have a natural entrepreneurial bent to start up businesses and employ people. And that's what we actually need to replace the thousands of jobs that are lost because successive governments have done nothing about helping industry rise up where others have left off.
Well, you're not going to get the direct handout from the government. Let's be honest about that.
Well, but what you could do, direct handout.
But what you could do is, you're quite right about the tax holiday.
Correct.
Because again, there are many countries around the world.
I had breakfast with Paul Fletcher on this, and he actually took notes and he said, you know what, that's not a bad idea. We should look at that. Now, I hope this budget actually contains something about that. I really do.
Because also, Roger, there is no lack of entrepreneurialism. There is no lack of innovation.
People want to start businesses. They want to have a go. You know, for every 1,000 people that are sacked, there is at least 100. There's at least 100 who contemplate starting their own business. And if they can hire 5 people, guess what? They've replaced half the people. They've replaced half the people that were put out of a job.
There's a second point, if I can pick you up on that as well, and that is, the more that you have a smooth streamline to the capital markets, because where so many businesses founder is that basically the entrepreneur has got to put their own home on the line, and there is no easy route for people to go and find capital that may exist out there that could back their ventures. And of course, there are some who are now being created and sort of trying to turn up the heat. And I mean, Mark Carnegie, one of the shareholders of this radio station, is one of those. But others are doing it, other banks and others do it. But the truth is, there's no clear route to capital, and that's a real problem.
And the other problem is, government has been historically terrible at allocating capital and deciding where to put money and what to invest in.
But that's going to stop from tonight, I would suggest to you.
Well, let's let the market, let's let the economy decide what we're good at. Let's give a tax holiday to startups. Let's find out what we're good at. We'll find that a particular industry will rise up like a phoenix out of that scenario. And then the government can come in over the top and offer some sort of subsidies to support that particular industry. But at the moment, we don't have that. And someone said, and I can't remember who it was, maybe you could tell me, Ross, someone said, no country has ever taxed their way to prosperity.
Strangely enough, it was the Prime Minister. Strangely, it was the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott. Now, Roger, I do apologise. I've got to get myself going so we can actually pick up the Treasurer's speech right on time. Roger Montgomery, of course, with Montgomery Asset Management, talking the stock market here, but also there talking a lot of sense, because you get entrepreneurs creating business, guess what? You get more companies on the stock market. They won't all work, but by gee, the ones that do change the nature of your economy. Roger Montgomery, always great to have a chat.
You too, Ross. Bye-bye.